Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We'd just like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Are you registered to vote in South Texas? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us.
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president, the U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local office in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Okay, say that again.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president, the U.S. Senate, the state legislature in Texas, and other local office in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Certain? Okay, thank you. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, just to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born?
41.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, and what is your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden? Do you recall?
Democrat.
Mr. Biden, okay. Now, in thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I'm not sure at this point. On that.
Understood, ma'am. And if the election were held today and you have to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Probably Democratic.
Okay, do you lean to Democratic? And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. And if you have no opinion or never heard them, please let me know so we can move on. The first one is Donald Trump from 0 to 100. What number should we give him?
0.
And Adam Hinojosa for 0 to 100?
Who was that?
Adam Hinojosa for 0 to 100. Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Morgan LaMancha. Recognize the name?
Yes.
From 0 to 100.
50.
What number?
50.
50? Okay. And how about Greg Abbott? Same question. 0 to 100.
Well, about the same.
50? Okay. And how about Ted Cruz? 0 to 100.
0.
And Joe Biden? Same question.
About 50.
Thank you. Now moving forward, I do appreciate your patience on the line. Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job that Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve? Somewhat, okay. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job that the job that Morgan LaMancha is doing as a state senator? Would you approve or disapprove?
I don't know. It's too many questions. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, man. There is no right or wrong answers.
I'm not feeling well today, sir.
Understood, ma'am. Well, I hope you feel better, okay? I appreciate you at least try. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.